This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
For all the talk you hear about Silicon Valley being a hotbed of innovation, one can only assume that people who say that have never actually been there, because minus the mountains and the scenery, it's pretty much mile after suburban mile of office parks. Apple and Google are aiming to change that, though, with new multi-billion dollar buildings they're putting up. Marketplace's Queen of Kent reports.
I'm standing on Wolf Road in the city of Cupertino. It's about an hour south of San Francisco, and right now I'm looking at the site of what's going to be Apple's new headquarters. It's a 176-acre site filled with vacant office parks and what looks like miles and miles of parking lots. But when Apple's finished here in a couple of years, all this will be erased, and what we're going to see is a gigantic circular building. One building made out of glass that holds 12,000 people.
Some people have described it as the mothership that has landed, or a place for some kind of harmonic convergence, or as an iPod click wheel.
That's Brian Shermer, a professor of architecture at the University of Wisconsin. And like Apple's most iconic products, the building will be a wonder of technology and design. It'll generate its own electricity with more than 700,000 square feet of solar panels. The center of the circle, which is about a mile across, will be filled with apple orchards and trails. And the building itself will be sheathed in gigantic 40-foot-high panels of curved glass, something that's never been tried before. Here's the late Steve Jobs, with his usual modesty, presenting plans for Apple's new headquarters to the Cupertino City Council in 2011.
I think we do have a shot of building the best office building in the world. And I really do think architecture students will come here to see this.
The new Apple headquarters will sit on the hallowed ground of Hewlett-Packard's former headquarters, the company that started it all. But it couldn't be a bigger break from Silicon Valley's architectural tradition. Luis Mozingo is a professor at UC Berkeley and the author of Pastoral Capitalism, a history of suburban corporate landscapes. She says for all the glamour associated with tech these days, the architecture in Silicon Valley can be summed up in two words: office parks.
They're kind of like the building and landscape version of khakis and polo shirts.
Not very sexy, but adaptable.
Your company booms, you move outward, your company shrinks, new innovators come in, they take over.
With its new headquarters, Apple is changing that paradigm.
This kind of move on the part of a corporation represents a company that's matured and has an interest in sort of being seen as a kind of institution.
About 10 miles north in Mountain View, Google's putting forward a different vision with its new headquarters called Bayview. If Apple's about an ecosystem where the iPod, iPhone, and iPad feed into each other in an endless circle, Google's business is more unpredictable. Anthony Ravitz works on Google's real estate and workplace services team.
Our business is constantly changing.
While Google makes most of its money off search, it's also into smartphones, driverless cars, electronic wallets, and it's set to release Google Glass, a wearable computer that sits on your face like glasses.
In 50 years, what will our business look like, and how can we evolve the space over time?
The answer is Bayview, which is made up of about a dozen buildings that look very much like an office park. The J-shaped buildings fit together around a series of courtyards, and the campus sits right on the southern shores of the San Francisco Bay. Google is restoring the wetlands around it and creating a natural habitat for its own workers. There will be paths along the water for jogging and bike riding, and places for Googlers to practice yoga or ride scooters on the rooftop gardens.
We definitely want this campus to be a reflection of our culture, and whimsy is a part of that.
Google believes innovation can't be planned, but it can be fostered by creating spaces where employees can run into each other and share ideas. Luis Mozingo, the UC Berkeley professor, says that Google's new headquarters is iconic in its own way. It's not about the building, but the idea that you can actually create spaces that lead to innovation.
Each one of these very much reflect a different kind of corporate persona.
Mozingo says that Apple and Google could cement Silicon Valley's reputation as ground zero for technological and architectural innovation. And we'll know in a few years if the tour buses start rolling by. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.
Architecture's tough on the radio. We know that. So we've got drawings and pictures of some of the buildings Queen was talking about at marketplace.org.